daughter walks down the stairs to meet her date in a tube top and the tiniest pair of shorts.
Bad life.
And that time that you tore your ACL, not by playing golf, but watching golf.
Bad life.
When you see the Viagra commercial and truthfully ask yourself, am I healthy enough to have sex?
Bad life.
Not to mention your only solid boundary that's come on Christmas Eve and President's Day.
Bad life. All the people, so many people.
That song signifies that it's time for dad life. And here is the only dad that I know, Bob.
Yay, me! All right, so this one's going to be a weird edition of Dad Life. I just retweeted two things on my feed at the at SportsDerm Twitter account, and I say that for you, Mr. Corby.
I'm looking
to
unblock, refollow.
Yes, please unblock. That's all. That's the least I could ask of you is to find the tweet about my Father's Day card.
Okay.
As a young, well, the kids made Dad a Father's Day card because
all of them together.
Yeah, and you know what? At first, it's it's so cute. They're three and they're coloring things for you. When they're all either in high school or college, you do wonder if it just means they're cheap.
Yeah,
but it's adorable. And and Brett can do some sketching. And so when you look at that sketch,
what am I watching?
Lord,
don't go to this. Don't go to the video. Oh,
okay,
yet.
Okay.
But look at the sketch, and yeah. That is what do you see there?
I see what appears to be a small human holding a chainsaw, but that's a belt.
It's a UFC belt.
It says UFC on it.
Yeah. I kind of thought it was a chainsaw too.
No, there's been a. He is kicking himself because he's lost in the mentions, and he does see so many people saying it looks like a chainsaw, and he thinks he could do a better belt. But at the time, he thought it was obvious it was a championship belt, not a chainsaw, but yes.
It's a little man with a little fez hat, if you will.
Yeah, what do they call those? It's either Russian or Islamic.
Is it not fez? Is that... Not the right word.
Not, well, I don't think it is in this case. I do believe if you are a Islamic chap from like Russia or Dagestan or some of those Russian states, you might wear one of those hats.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's a taqiya.
Ah, taqiya.
Is it?
Yeah, taqiyah.
Okay. Well, I instantly recognized the sketch because I'm a flawed guy. But that is one of the internet sensations of 2021. If we had a contest on who is the most famous newcomer of 2021, it might be Hasbullah Magomedov, who appears to be a very tiny human and maybe like a toddler. Now, he's not a toddler. He's 18 years old.
What?
Yes. Yeah, so now you can move to the video if you'd like. One up.
Which one is 18?
Well, they kind of both are.
Now, what's happening? How do you...
Okay. So this is where
what
I...
What's going on? These are 18-year-olds?
One's 18 and one is 17.
What?
Those are... Well, you don't have to believe me, but there's... Internet research, and the internet's never been wrong.
These are 2-year-olds.
Well, as you know, you've known a lot of 2-year-olds in your life, and you know they seldom are this violent and trying to fight each other like this. So
the one on the left does have old man / baby face.
Yeah.
He could be either 55 or 2.
All right, so Hasbullah...
Why aren't I aware of this?
Is a blogger from Dagestan, Russia. He's had a healthy online following, the internet tells me, since he started to post on Instagram in 2020. And he has been coined the term mini Khabib, as in Khabib Nurmagomedov, the undefeated UFC legend who just retired. And not long after he retired... Khabib seems to have become obsessed with this 18-year-old who is often mistaken for a child.
Does he speak?
He does. Now, he only speaks Russian. So you're not going to be able to understand anything he's saying here.
But does he sound like hey, you guys want to go down to KFC real quick?
He does not sound like a professional wrestler. In fact, he does a lot of bits. So on one hand, I do admit there is something about getting a big kick out of a kid with a condition. But he seems, okay, he has a growth hormone deficiency, okay?
I could have guessed
most
that.
Commonly known. Sir?
Well, yeah, we all could have guessed that.
Most commonly known as dwarfism.
Okay.
Okay. The deficiency is what can give people with the disease stunted growth, a childlike appearance.
But the thing is,
and voice,
is that this kid, man, still has the look of a toddler. Typically, when you, even
well,
if you're a dwarf.
I think that's what's made him an internet sensation.
I mean, seriously, if you ask me how old this guy was compared to a normal dwarf.
You're doing great.
You know what I mean?
I think he is doing great, don't you?
Like, I would have said he's 2 to 3, maybe 4 max. Whereas it seems like if you put Billy Barty or somebody like that, like a well-known guy.
Yeah.
That you know
well,
that they're
no,
20 years old.
Listen, I am the one bringing this to you, so I'm not going to try to high road you on any of this.
Okay.
So
let's
just say we're friends here, even though if we're friends in poor taste.
All right.
The ticket. Hezbollah, and I hope I'm saying his name correctly, he has a bunch of viral videos. And the thing that takes you first, of course, is the fact that it looks like a 3-year-old is trying to beat up other 3-year-olds with MMA moves.
Sweet MMA moves.
But you're also going to be taken with his laugh. And so here he is feeding a monkey.
That's him.
Tell me that's not the greatest laugh of all time.
Sounds like a baby.
I can.
Here's the video from that audio.
So, you guys are familiar with the animated movie Boss Baby.
Oh, yeah.
With Alec Baldwin as Boss Baby, as an adult baby.
One of my daughter's favorites.
That's the sound I was just playing for you.
Oh, my God.
And he's feeding a monkey and enjoying himself.
As a 18-year-old?
Yeah.
Is he 18 there?
Yeah, he's
okay.
18 and all these.
Again, I don't know. When he was 2, did he look the same?
Well, I don't have videos from when he was 2. Like you said, he's the internet sensation of 2021.
Not, okay. All right.
Yeah,
2005.
He's the newcomer of the year.
Well, anyway.
He's a massive hit. The biggest hit out of Dagestan in ages.
Ever. But in Boss Baby, if you've seen it, brilliant movie, very funny. Alec Baldwin plays the baby, but he still looks like a baby. That's the only thing. If you're not on the internet right now, not looking at this, this is the only thing to compare it to, because this kid, man, boy, looks like a baby.
Yeah.
But he could fight in Vietnam.
Here, so I'm retweeting some of our family's favorite videos. And I like I said, I know I'm a flawed guy.
But he also sounds, in Boss Baby, he sounds like Alec Baldwin, like a 48-year-old man. I pictured this guy, it would be a lot funnier if he sounded like that,
here,
right?
Here's another one where they have him driving a car on his friend's lap. Here, I'll play this one.
Oh, my God.
And they see the cops and he gets off real fast because
some ball
it's an infant.
There's one of him riding a motorcycle, little teeny motorcycle.
And they set up like these giant fights where, you know, they do the entire thing like a weigh-in and a stare down as if he's going to fight a fellow Dagestani dwarf in a MMA pay-per-view of some sort.
That's already happened?
I don't think it actually happens. I think they're just having fun with the internet. Now, again, in the flawed guy territory, my daughter did send me one of Hezbollah's latest bits. And this appears to be his friends of normal size trying to figure out what would happen if we tied him to a bunch of balloons. Would he actually fly away? And now they do have him harnessed so they can pull him back down and he doesn't actually fly into space. But right. here's that audio, if you don't mind.
Does he go up into space?
Well, just up like 10 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'll tweet that one, too.
Расслабься, Хазбула.
See, now he's fine.
Хазбула, расслабься. Красавчик, Хазбула.
So there you go.
There is a video of him that says 7-year-old me in the driveway.
Does he look the same?
He looks exactly the same.
That's
and I'm trying to figure out if that's actually...
Maybe he is 7.
No, he's 18. We can confirm he's 18. Now, in that video, he
Do I need to see
7.
The birth certificate with the 2021 newspaper behind him and all that? I need something more.
Well, what do you want him to do?
I don't know. This is not normal.
You realize, though, some people are, in fact, dwarfs.
I realize that.
And some want to be social media stars from Dagestan and are friends with Khabib. And I think now you know who Hezbollah Magomedov is.
They haven't set a date yet for the fight, but I see a quote from a lady who is the head of the Russian Dwarf Athletic Association who says it is unethical, wrong from her point of view. She says it is not a real fight.
Okay.
Dwarf Athletic Association.
What is she promoting then? It seems like that any of the things that she promotes would not be ethical.
She says they're just going to get paid a lot of money to make people laugh. It's not real athletics.
Okay. So, if they went in there with...
It'll be like Jaren Grubbs at Fight Night.
With nunchucks.
What's wrong with bringing everybody joy? Don't you think we've been all too uptight? And if Hezbollah wants to do bits and drive a car on his buddy's lap or...
ride a motorcycle,
maybe ride a motorcycle, or feed a monkey,
or fly into the air with balloons.
Do whatever he wants to do. He's bringing joy.
That laugh is really funny.
The laugh is amazing.
Would it be funnier? Would it be funnier if he did have if he sounded like Hulk Hogan or something like that?
Maybe. But do you think? Yes. Answer me this. Do you think I'm the only father in the world that got a Father's Day card with Hezbollah?
There is no doubt.
As the main artwork.
United States.
And it's just a little crude pencil drawing. It's not like...
Where he's holding a UFC chainsaw. So there you go. There's dad life. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
So your kids did introduce you to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't find him first?
No. They this is what they do on the internet.
I wonder if my kids know who he is.
My kid drew a card of Kimbo Slice.
Oh, wow. That was nice.
That was pretty nice.
Hopefully, so sweet.
She doesn't know about this kid.
Hopefully all people celebrated Father's Day with somebody from mixed martial arts. And somehow. All right. There you go. Football.
Good stuff. Let's do football.